Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Space Industry News Podcast number 2. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about NASA's problem with climate change and how it's going to affect their infrastructure and assets. So about 55 to 60% of the U.S. citizens live in counties on the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, or the Great Lakes. Cynthia Rosenweig, who is a NASA climatologist, stated that every NASA center has its own set of vulnerabilities, and some are more at risk than others. But the sea level rise is a very real challenge for all of the centers along the coast. And being on the coast is really important to NASA, because it's the best place for them to launch from. For example, you have the Goddard Institute for Space Studies, Wallops Flight Facility, you have Langley, Goddard Space Flight Center, Kennedy Space Center, Ames Research Center, JPL is close, and Plum Brook Station and the Glenn Research Center are all on the coast. We have NASA's own Climate Adaptation Science Investigators Working Group saying that sea level rise of between 13 and 69 centimeters by the 2050s is projected for NASA's 5 coastal centers and facilities. Nancy Bray, the Spaceport Integration and Services Director for Kennedy Space Center, said, "We consider sea level rise and climate change to be urgent." So Kennedy Space Center was founded in 1961, and the management and scientists were aware that the seas were rising and could possibly pose a threat someday. But at that time, getting to the moon was more important. There was a nearby Air Force station that had access to the proper orbits, and that's the only place they could get them in the United States. So the choice was easy at that time, and they didn't think ahead to the 2050s, 2060s, when the sea level rises would hinder them. Due to historical records and aerial photos, we've learned that at Kennedy, the beachfront has moved in as much as 200 feet or 60 meters. Now, this affects Complex 39A, which has recently been leased to SpaceX for the next 20 years. And they intend to use that for the Falcon Heavy lift rocket. Now, NASA's SLS with the Space Launch System and the Orion spacecraft are slotted for the Complex 39B within the next decade. And the Atlantic Ocean stands less than a quarter mile from both. So what should NASA do? Cynthia has an answer called Flexible Adaptation Pathways. And she said, they have to understand the risks and then build something that can be adjusted. NASA is working with state and local officials, as well as federal, military, commercial, and conservation partners to get the kind of information that's needed by facility managers, as well as what kind of response might be required for the future. Thank you again for checking out Space Industry News. You can see more up-to-date information at spaceindustrynews.com. My name is William Walden. Have a nice day.